So it is that time of year, the time of the year that I love because we get to focus on really amazing local nonprofits in our community. And I'm very big on the Independence Give campaign. Live here, give here is the motto, because you know that any donation you make, whether it's a time, talent, monetary donation, is going to go right back into groups that are making a difference right here in your own backyard. This isn't something where you've got to worry about it going to some CEO in like LA or New York who's going to spend it on a lavish party. Nope, this is making a difference for your friends and neighbors right here where you live. And one of the groups that I've gotten to talk with before, and I love what they do because it's near and dear to my heart as somebody whose mom battled cancer at one time, is Project Angel Heart. And today I have Sally in with me to talk about what they provide. Good morning.
Good morning, Koba.
So for people that don't know what you guys do, lay it out there. Because if people are lucky enough not to have needed you in their life, I think that's a good thing. I tell that to a lot of groups where I'm like, I wish we didn't need you. That would be awesome. But it isn't the case. And what you guys provide is so vitally important for people.
Thank you. As you can imagine, we appreciate the chance to tell about what we do and our story and how we're supporting people in our community. And you're right. Not a lot of people do know about Project Angel Heart. What we do is we improve the health and well-being of people who are living with a life-threatening illness, and our commitment is doing that through food as medicine. So we take great care in preparing not only delicious food, but we ensure that the meals are medically tailored to meet people's individual needs. So we prepare that, and then we also deliver it free of charge once a week, frozen meals. And here in Colorado Springs, we deliver to about 250 people every Saturday morning, using an incredible crew of dedicated volunteers. So that's it in a nutshell. It's an exciting time for us because of two main things, I would say. Back in the spring, we finally got results of a long-awaited study that is showing actually the quantifiable impact of our food.
We're
really excited. And this is all about Project Angel Heart meals. So we're showing that people are not needing to go back into hospitals as much. We're showing that healthcare costs are being reduced. And we're showing that while people are in the hospital, if they're going in already eating our meals, they're going in healthier, so they're costing less. So we're really excited. And then on the heels of that, we just made a huge decision to increase the amount of food we're providing every week by 40%.
Wow.
So we've got a lot going on. And as you know, we rely deeply on the community and partners to help resource this incredible gift to people. And now we can say with even more confidence, benefit to people.
Exactly. And I love that you share that, because if you're a heartstring person, then this already touches you. If you're more of a purse string person, this touches you as well, because guess what? It's keeping costs down. It's helping everybody going around, whether or not it's necessarily impacting you personally. It's still making a difference in your life.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's so true. I've been saying lately, like, this is now something you can really take to the bank.
Yes. Yes. And I think for people, as I've said, if you are lucky enough not to have had a major illness impact your life, then I love that. I'm always hoping for that for people. I know for myself, with my mom going through both radiation and chemo when she was fighting cancer, just trying to keep food down was a struggle, let alone finding something to keep her healthy and to keep her going. I think that was mid-90s, so it was one of those where it was like, that's, I think, one of the first juicers we ever bought, because that's all she could keep down. And I look at it now, and had a service like Project Angel Heart to turn to, even if the outcome hadn't been different, she would have been a heck of a lot less miserable, for sure.
Absolutely. I know even when I'm just feeling down with a cold, I reach for what's convenient. I don't reach for what's healthy. And now more and more we're understanding that the value of the food that we put into our bodies actually makes a difference in the outcome of our health and well-being. So we're passionate, of course, about this mission.
And you brought a guest who I already know today. Good morning.
Good morning, Koba.
So, Susan, let's talk a little bit about where you're at right now.
Yeah, well, I'm Susan. I'm the executive director of the Sudanapoli Ovarian Cancer Society here in Colorado Springs. We partner every year with Project Angel Heart to make sure that women with gynecologic cancer get Project Angel Heart meals, because we know that they're so vital for their health. And this year, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I am currently 4 weeks out of surgery. And Project Angel Heart started delivering meals to my house the week that I got home from the hospital. And I was, you know, I know Sally personally. We've worked right. together. We're truly, honestly friends, and we've partnered together on a lot of things in the community. But let me tell you, as a patient receiving Project Angel Heart meals, at first when they called and said, we've got you on the program, your deliveries are going to start, and I thought, do I need this? Like, I've got a lot of friends who want to cook for me, and you know, I know that, you know, maybe somebody else is more needy than me for this program. But I said yes because Sally encouraged me. And the first week they showed up, you know, I'm a single mom. I have a 10-year-old son almost at the time. He was almost 11. And he has had to do so much more than any other 10-year-old has had to do for his mama in the last few months and weeks. And when they delivered the first Project Angel Heart delivery, they had to put the bag inside the door because I can't lift anything more than 6 pounds. And it was 6 pounds. It was a lot of food. And I called my son over and I said, hey, buddy, help me get this over to the freezer and start unloading this. And he was like, wow, they look at these little milks they brought in. And wow, look at these little containers of fruit I could bring for my lunch. And I'm like, yeah, buddy, look at all this great food that they brought us. And then he found this birthday cake. He found this little birthday cake. It said, happy birthday. And he goes, why would they send a birthday cake? And I said, baby, it's your birthday next week. You're going to be 11. And he had almost forgotten that it was his own birthday. And then underneath that, there was a card signed by the volunteers that had delivered that day. And I realized that, you know, my kid, Project Angel Heart is for me, and it's also for my kid, who's doing more than an 11-year-old should do right now. And at least he doesn't have to help me cook dinner. He doesn't have to clean up all the dishes from making dinner. He doesn't have an additional chore. He already has to do all the laundry. He already has to do, you know, take out the trash. He already has to do all of that for me. So thank you, Sally, for letting my kid have a birthday cake, which tore us up. I mean, we just cried together, and it was, I really appreciate what that was. That moment right there was like he was so thrilled. And he looks forward to the deliveries every Saturday, and he looks forward to what's going to be in those bags. And I can't thank you enough for what you've done and what you do for, you know, 250 people in Colorado Springs and the gynecologic cancer ladies that you've been serving for years because of our partnership. Project Angel Heart it's more than just food. It's food is medicine, yes, but food is also hope, and it's love. And it's showing that, you know, we love each other in this community. Thank you, my friend.
Seriously, if there is a dry eye out there now, then you might want to check, because you don't have a soul. If you're not putting yourself there a little bit, then there's no hope for you. That's you're soulless. Sorry. No, that is that. I think you said it best when you said food is hope. I mean, that really is. It's a beautiful way to continue to show how we care about each other and take care of each other. And whether it's somebody you know or somebody you don't know, by donating, you've just heard a difference that you're making in somebody's life right here. And you never know if it's the person next to you in line at the checkout. You don't know if it's a colleague at work. A lot of people don't talk about those things. And that's okay.
It's so true. And to be able to support so many people and then to have a dear friend who is also not only receiving the meals, but knowing how valuable they are to you. That is one story of thousands. And we're grateful. We're so grateful. And I'm so glad that we can support you.
So first place I tell everybody to go as you're grabbing your Kleenex, your next step will be to hit indiegive.com and look for Project Angel Heart. However, I also love to give out more information about where people can go if they need services, if they want to be one of your amazing volunteers, because you guys have such a great crew of volunteers. I love them. If people want to give monetarily, and also if you guys have any upcoming events coming up as well you'd like to discuss.
That's great, Koba. And I'm going to give a shout out to Sue DiNapoli, Ovarian Cancer Society, too, because they are also part of the GIVE campaign. We are two of 94 amazing organizations as part of this really campaign of philanthropy in our community. So projectangelheart.org is where you can go for great information, of course, on our organization and all that's happening. Volunteering, we love our volunteer delivery drivers. The other thing I'll mention is that every single bag that the meals are delivered in also have on the front of them a hand decoration by somebody in the community. So we use thousands of people to contribute to that. As part of the GIVE campaign, we have this beautiful art decorating art show and contest. So it's called Labels of Love. And between now and the 15th, it's for all ages and all skill levels. Come get a bag, decorate it, and contribute a donation to Project Angel Heart through the GIVE campaign. And then we'll have a lovely art show at Local Relic Brewery, which is another community partner of ours. And here's the fun part is that the winners of 9 different categories of decorations will be featured on a Local Relic beer label. Their artwork it will be on the beer label. And then we have our traditional pie in the sky campaign going now, too. So for a donation to Project Angel Heart, a $30 donation, you get a delicious fresh baked pie right before Thanksgiving.
Oh, cool.
So all of that information is on our website, and we're just really grateful to be a part of the community and doing good things together.
So IndieGive.com, first place to start. Project Angel Heart, our friends here at Sue DiNapoli Ovarian Cancer Society. Thank you guys both for coming in today.
Thank you, Koba.